proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Ooh, today's Friday, y'all, and that means that I've had to do no work for this segment at all. Yeah. It's all Mr. Riggins.
All me, finally, my time to shine. Yeah. Thank you.
It's just this tiny little segment carved out every week for him.
Yeah, I'm getting power hungry. Give me it all. Come on. This is the one-star strip club reviews. This is where we go across the country and read real one-star reviews from the internet. These are all real strip clubs. These are all real reviews. You can go verify them for yourself. But it's something special we do just for you on on TJ Riggins Prime Plus. We'll start in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at a place called the Spearmint Rhino. Kevin left a one-star review. I went there on a whim. It used to be called the Skyway. Well, it's still a dump. They put a lot of fancy stuff up, but it's all the same. It's still run by Lindy, and it's going to die soon. You can already smell the death wafting from the doors. One star.
I knew when I walked in there and seen Lindy still running the place, it was the same old, same old.
Same thing. You can put up new curtains, get new tables. It's still run by that bitch, Lindy.
Same shit, different day.
You can smell death wafting from the doors. I don't think that's the smell you're smelling, buddy, in Minneapolis. Then we'll go to Providence, Rhode Island, at a place called Foxy Lady. Tony left a one-star review. What an absolute dump from A to Z. If I wasn't part of a bachelor party, the likes of someone like me going to a dump like this would never happen. You couldn't pay me enough to go back. Disgusting. And yes, you will most likely get propositioned for a hookup later on, although no prices will be discussed. For me, I like my manhood and would not stick it in anything there for fear it would fall off. No classy upper crust gentleman would frequent an establishment like this. Never mind eat there. One star.
Yeah, well, I was about to say, there he is, starts off by, you know, claiming that he's too classy to be in there, and then he full on said it.
Yep.
He used the word, I am too classy, a classy gentleman.
Upper crust.
Yeah. Now, remember the old rule. If you haven't heard this old saying, but truly classy people never use the word classy.
Yeah.
Especially when referring to themselves.
Oh, that's classy. Yeah.
Terrible.
Or a strip club. No, that's a listen. This is a classy strip club.
Like them other titty bars.
They got a classy. Like a sneeze guard on their buffet.
Yeah, classy right. Place. Man. I ain't talking about some rundown old dump. This is a classy place. Clean girls.
Exactly. Then we'll go to Elk Grove Village, Illinois, at a place called Heavenly Bodies, which I hate the name of. I just hate it. Mike left a one-star review. Heavenly Bodies sucked. These people kicked us out. For no reason. Talking about our group messaged one of the dancers on Facebook. They kicked us out without proof. We were having a good time. One star. Something tells me they 100% messaged one of the dancers on Facebook.
But how is
seems very specific.
But how is that against the rules?
I don't know.
Yeah, it must be what they messaged them.
Maybe, or maybe that you're not supposed to have your phone out, and they thought, you know, I really don't know.
I'll be there tonight, baby.
Yeah. I don't even know the rules of the modern day script club.
Yeah, it varies. And you'll hear in an upcoming review later on about the phone issues. The phones come up a lot. Like, you're not supposed to plug your phone at all.
Yeah.
This is too specific for them to just, hey, did you message one of our dancers on Facebook? So, yeah. Then we'll go to Good Guys in Washington, D.C. Mike left a one-star review. Warning. Do not trust Ginger to bring you an open drink. I've seen her stick her finger into the glass, presumably to get the dust out, and grab ice cubes with her hand instead of using the ice scooper. Very safe, very unsafe in the age of COVID and monkeypox. One star.
Ginger trying to give me monkeypox.
Get that dust. I mean, is that any dirtier than anything else you're experiencing at the strip club? I don't know.
I thought he was going to say that she stirs the drink for you. Here, I put a little extra sugar in that for you.
That would gross me out if I saw that. But if you just see like a little speck of dust and you throw your finger in there, I don't know.
But I mean, even if I were for some reason, you know, even being an upper crust classy gentleman,
right,
like I am, if I found myself in a strip club, I would think, okay, this is a dirty place and all of that, but I would also not like it if they threw the entire lime or lemon or whatever down into my drink, because that's got germs on it. I never do that.
Yeah.
So I might say something. Okay, that just makes it worse, you know? Yeah. But the waitress sticking her finger in it. Yeah. I mean.
Come on.
Yeah.
Get a little dust out of there.
But I don't want the monkey pox neither.
Yeah, I mean, he makes a valid point, I guess. It's just
the age of COVID and monkeypox.
Yeah, it was weird that he threw the set of all the things. And bird flu.
And murder hornets.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got dang great whites.
Yeah. And fires.
Yeah.
in an age of wildfires.
Inflation. Then we'll go to San Angelo, Texas, at a place called Desire's Preferred Gentleman's Club. Tommy left a one-star review. My phone was stolen, and it was my first time there. If you ever come across a very fat white girl walking around with a very fat black girl, please be very careful. Because they are both con artists. They both came in like they just wanted to drink. Be careful. If you're not, they will steal your money and your phone. One star.
Yeah. So if you see them anywhere in town, just in this club, but anywhere in town,
both of them is scam artists.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, San Angelo, Texas. That they may stand out. You know, a white girl and a black girl.
Heavy.
Yeah, I think community? It's because it's way out there. I think it's West Texas.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, he said, listen, they're both scam artists. So if you ever see a very fat white girl with a very fat black girl.
Yeah, they may not be hard to spot. You know, they may stand out like two sore thumbs in San Angelo.
You don't see that every day. Maybe. Then we'll go to Bazookas in Kansas City, Missouri. Tom left a one-star review. These women were showing their genitals in front of everyone. That's disgusting and not something I would enjoy while eating. Honestly, a disappointment. So I don't know what's going on.
I think we're getting more and more complaints about their meals being disrupted.
Yeah. Like they're blown away that it's not the Capitol Grill.
It's like, you know, I'm trying to eat here.
Mm-hmm. You got your genitals out.
Yeah.
I didn't have any caviar.
It's a fine establishment. I paid good money for these wings. I don't want ruined. But you showing me your chicken wings?
That's terrible. Then we'll go back to Texas at a place called Pandora in Dallas. Josh left a one-star review. It was one of my favorite spots. Now I wouldn't recommend anyone going. All these new dancers from down south are the worst. I've had 7 different dancers walk up to me and ask for tips for doing absolutely nothing. Then I'm in the restroom, and the guy that sells shit in there tells me I couldn't be in the stall just to talk on my phone. So he called security on me. When I got out, I told him, look in the toilet. I wasn't just in there talking on my phone. And then I told him to flush it. So the manager and security escorted me out. Ridiculous. And none were butt naked. But just this one woman, one star. So they came after him. I guess they thought.
Man. So the men's room attendant is now telling on people?
And, yeah, we're kind of snitching on you. You can't be in there just talking on the phone.
Okay, well, come look at this. Look at what I did.
That's what he did. He's like, hey, look in the toilet. Flush it for me while you're at it. That's probably why they threw him out.
You smell that?
There's dick in the toilet.
I'm thinking, almost all. Decent places in 2025 now have the toilet that flushes by the motion.
Yeah. Come on.
Sensor thing.
Mm-hmm. So, pretty shocking.
I mean, if you're having to reach up and flush with your foot, you're probably at an old gas station or something, right?
Yeah, probably. Probably. Then we'll just wrap up in Providence, Rhode Island at a place called Wonderland. Tim left a one-star review. Wow, this place is awful. The TSA-like security measures trying to get in alone are ridiculous. They pat you down, send you through a metal detector, and take your phone and your personal items aside. Once you get in, you pay $20 cover, which is normal, but a bit high. Then you get to the bar. You ask for a drink, and they ask for your card and your ID and tell you it's a $30 credit card charge. Really? You really need to hold my license? The first bartender you go up to will be your girl for the night. Definitely don't try to order from any other bartender because they won't serve you. They'll tell you to go back to the original bartender that you ordered from. If there's a positive I can say about this place is that the bathroom attendant is super nice. And every girl there has a fat ass. Too bad most of their asses are fake. Don't go here. One star.
Wow. I mean, yeah, that's the most hoops I've ever heard of anybody having to jump through at a club.
I'm just at the bar. I'm trying to order a drink, and now I got to go hunt down my original bar. What is that?
And you're gonna charge my credit card ahead of time.
$30.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, that is ridiculous if that's really what's going down. From the beginning where he talks about patting you down, mm-hmm. taking your ID and your phone from you. I've heard of a coat check, but this is beyond that. And then, then you got to go hunt down your original part. I mean, it's like a lot of junk.
And why not? Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that far. Once they said, you got to leave your phone and your license with us at the door here.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Then I would have said, I'm sorry to, you know, whoever was with me. I'm sorry. I'm not going in here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not doing all that.
And you look at the person that's taking your items. You're like, you can assess it really quickly. You go, I'm not leaving my stuff mm-hmm. with you.
So, I mean, he's basically having to deal with an escape room, so to speak. You got to go through, put so many puzzles together to get where you need to go.
Yeah.
I don't need to see titties that badly.
Exactly. And when he says, like, the guy in the bathroom was super friendly, that, to me, I read that as super annoying.
Oh, yeah.
If you're so nice.
Need a lifesaver? Need a man.
So I didn't even realize they still had those. It's been a while since I've been in a strip club, but I guess they still do the bathroom attendants.
But you let me tell you what I don't like about a men's room attendant. There's not enough diversity in that. I've never seen a woman being allowed to have that job.
That's true.
And you never see women complaining because they're not, you know, represented in the men's room attendant world in that occupation.
Yeah,
I wonder why that is.
Yeah, who knows? Do they get their own when, you know, obviously not at a strip club, but do they have a bathroom attendant in the women's room?
I don't know. I think so. I think in the really, you know, ritzy places they do.
Only at an airport and a strip club have I ever encountered a bathroom attendant.
I've been to restaurants and they have them and stuff. Yeah. But still, never seen a woman.
Never. No, and you're right.
I don't know why they're not fighting to get those jobs. I mean, isn't it about time that they put a little diversity into that and gave women an opportunity at that career?
It's an equal opportunity employer, if you are.
Yeah. They don't ever want those kind of men jobs, though. All they want is the good ones, women.
Which are?
Well, firefighters and pilots and, you know, executives and all those other men jobs. Bosses. Well, like Lindy in that first one, she's trying to be the boss of the strip club. You see how that's going? Not worth a damn, according to that fella.
You're not the boss. Yeah,
she's done ruining it in two go rounds.
You might have.
Two different names. She's ruining both of them.
Yeah. Damn it, Lindy. Those are the one-star strip club.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.